Can achieving prediabetes remission cut CV death and heart failure risk? Find out about this and more in today's PureDirect Medical News podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. Prediabetes has traditionally been viewed as a warning sign rather than a treatment target. But new long-term data published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology suggests remission itself may dramatically change cardiovascular outcomes. Researchers analyzed participants from two landmark diabetes prevention trials with up to 30 years of follow-up. Individuals who achieved remission, defined as restoration of normal glucose levels, had about half the risk of cardiovascular death or hospitalization for heart failure compared with those who did not achieve remission. Importantly, this benefit persisted for decades, even after accounting for other risk factors. This suggests remission is not simply a marker for healthier patients, but a meaningful therapeutic goal. The mechanism likely reflects improved insulin sensitivity, reduced inflammation, and reversal of early vascular damage. For clinicians, this shifts the conversation. Instead of focusing only on preventing diabetes, there is now strong evidence suggesting aggressive early intervention to normalize blood glucose levels. Lifestyle interventions, weight loss, and structured prevention programs may deliver long-term cardiovascular benefits well beyond delaying diabetes diagnosis. Prediabetes remission should now be viewed as an achievable and clinically meaningful outcome. In our next story, we learn that while obesity is largely recognized as a risk factor for diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and cancer, new evidence published in The Lancet highlights its major role in severe infections. In a large multi-cohort analysis of more than 540,000 adults, obesity was associated with a 70% higher risk of serious infection. Individuals with the most severe obesity had nearly three times the risk of infection-related hospitalization or death compared with those at a healthy weight. This increased risk was consistent across bacterial, viral, and fungal infections and was seen regardless of age, sex, or baseline health conditions. Biologic mechanisms include impaired immune cell function, chronic inflammation, and altered metabolic signaling, all of which reduce the body's ability to fight infection. For clinicians, this reinforces the importance of obesity management as part of infection prevention. Patients with obesity may warrant closer monitoring, stronger vaccination efforts, and proactive risk counseling. Obesity should be viewed not only as a metabolic condition, but also as a major modifier in immune function and infection outcomes. And finally, acetaminophen is one of the most commonly used medications in infants, but concerns have persisted about a possible link to eczema and respiratory illness. Now a large randomized trial published in The Lancet Children and Adolescent Health provides reassuring evidence. Researchers followed nearly 4,000 infants who received either acetaminophen or ibuprofen during their first year of life. The results show no significant difference in the risk of eczema, bronchiolitis, or related respiratory complications between the two groups. Severe adverse events were rare and unrelated to either medication. These findings challenge earlier observational studies that suggested a possible association between acetaminophen use and allergic disease. These earlier signals were likely influenced by confounding factors such as infections prompting medication use. For clinicians, this provides strong reassurance. Acetaminophen remains a safe and appropriate option for treating pain and fever in infants. Clinicians should confidently recommend its use when indicated, while reassuring parents that current high-quality evidence does not support an increased risk of eczema or respiratory harm. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PureDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PureDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PureDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullet, Norman Deanna, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we'll cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.